I am Hironori Kitagawa, and Hironori is my first name. The title of my talk is Japanese Typesetting with Graphic. So, just begin. And we are developing the Lurastef JAP package, which is a macro package, and it offers typesetting Japanese document with Lurastef. Its website is here, but it's easy to use Google to search it like this. Here is the top page. And sorry for almost all documentation written in Japanese. So let's back. Yes, and here is the outline of my talk. I changed the contents of my talk from the abstract. The first is a brief introduction of Japanese typesetting rules. And then I'll talk about Japanese PTEC engine and Lurastef JAP package. And then I'd like to talk about practical Japanese typesetting. So you know Lurastef is a Unicode aware tech engine. So you might think that simply using Japanese fonts means typesetting Japanese. No, and completely different. So let's take example. This control space control sequence selects a Japanese font as the current font, and then we have some Japanese text. So, but from this input, we get this output. And so table. For example, the first one is too long about n. Sorry.
Okay,
about end at here or something, and interval space is too large. What? And why this source produces this table output is that a typographical convention of Western language is completely different from that of Japanese language. So I'd like to describe Japanese typesetting rules briefly. When I say alphabets, this means that alphanumeric characters or alphanumeric words. I will discuss Japanese typesetting rules in these four parts. So the most basic principles is this. Most Japanese characters have square bounding box, and the radius of M. Most Japanese characters have square bounding box, and these Japanese characters are typeset solid. This means there is no inter character space. And the line length of Japanese documents should be a multiple of N. And the third point is that there is no interval space. Maybe this period should be this here. So let's look at that example. a typeset, and this sample text, without any justification, and in either case, when the line radius of 6m or 5m. So Japanese text can break lines at almost anywhere. Not all Japanese characters have square bounding box. Use of some Japanese punctuation marks, and such as ideographic comma, and ideographic full stop, or corner brackets. Use of such Japanese punctuation marks half M. And usually they are accompanied with hankuru here and here. Furthermore, there are grooves around alphabets. Here and here. And generally speaking, quarter M is good for the use of these groups. I said that Japanese text can break at almost anywhere, but there is some prohibited line breaking. no line should begin with closing brackets, or commas, or full stops, and there are several other character kinds. And no line should end with opening brackets. Let's look at the example. In this figure, there is an ideographic comma at the beginning of the second line. So this is prohibited, and we must move this ideographic comma. And there is two ways to move this comma. Move this comma to the end of the first line, or pull the character at the rest of the first line, and pull this character into the second line. Either way is good. Let's talk about justification. To justify lines, and there are two methods to do this. First, stretch or shrink grooves around the punctuation marks and alphabets. So these grooves stretch or shrinking these grooves. And if this does not suffice, and insert small space between two Japanese characters. So let's look at the example. Yes, in this situation, and the opening corner bracket is located at the end of first line. So we must move it. And it is good to move this bracket to the beginning of the second line, as this. But then the first one runs short by 1m, and the second line overshoots by a half m. So justification. So we need to justify both lines. we need to justify both ones. For the first one, there is only one way to justify this one. Intercaster species between every two Japanese characters. So like this. For the second line, we already have three half M goods. So we shrink them. So we shrink them to fit the line. Yeah, like this. So this concludes the brief description of Japanese typesetting rules. Yes. So I'd like to proceed with another topic. And the Lua-Tech jar package is highly influenced by Japanese PTEC engine. So I'd like to introduce about Japanese PTEC. So, Japanese PTEC is developed by ASCII Corporation. It's an engine extension of TEC 82. So it is tuned for Japanese typesetting rules. And Japanese PTEC supports supports vertical writing in addition to usual horizontal writing. So PTEC has been the de facto standard for Japanese tech users for a long time, about 10 years or something more wrong. PTEC has been the de facto standard for Japanese tech users. So, let's look at how PTEC does. So, this is an example input and output by PTEC. The control sequence is in the first line, kanji skip is the default inter-character space. 0 point plus and very small stretch. So from this input, we get this output. This output almost follows Japanese typesetting rules. So, we have a PTEC to typeset in Japanese document with TEC. But PTEC has a weak point. That is, even ETEC extension is not supported by PTEC itself. But we don't need to worry about ETEC extension now because we have a fork of PTEC since 2008, and it is included in TechVibe since 2011. So we don't have to worry about ETEC extension with PTEC. But this is very recent. And there's no activities for supporting Omega or PDF tech extensions with PTEC. So, will we need another engine extension, another fork of PTEC for supporting PDF tech extension? Say? I don't say so. If an existing engine, say Lua-Tech, has a potential for high-quality Japanese typesetting, we don't have to develop an engine extension anymore. we only have to develop a macro package for a Japanese type setting. This is why we started to develop LaTeX JAP package. The development policy of LaTeX JAP can be summarized into 3 points. This. First of all, the quality of outputs by LaTeX JAP should be as good as, or better than, I hope, and that of BTEC. And the second point is input file for PTEC, can be reused by LaTeX JAP with minimal changes. And these minimal changes include renaming of some lower level control sequences. And the final point is LaTeX JAP is not a mere re-implementation of PTEC over LaTeX. So this means that inconvenient or unwanted features of PTEC will be fixed positively in LaTeX JAP. So, let's look at the example here. So, and here is the input file, LaTeX JAP. And the latter part here are same. And the first line and the second line is different from the input by PTEC, but the first line is the LaTeX JAP equivalent of kanji skip. That kanji skip is a primitive of PTEC, and this line is the kanji skip. The line two is similar. So from this input, we can get the same output by PTEC. Same output from that of PTEC. Yeah. I'd like to describe a feature of LaTeX JAP, which is now just testing. So, consider this situation. In this figure, both lines overshoot about half m. And here is the boundary of the end of the line. And so, both lines overshoot about half m. And consider the how to justify these lines. So justification by PTEC is, or the default behavior of LaTeX JAP is very simple. Insert between two Japanese characters, there are between two Japanese characters, and the space is over here. I want to say once again for beginning. The justification method of PTEC for the default behavior of LaTeX JAP is very simple. Interline spaces are inserted between two Japanese characters. And then leave everything to the text line break process. So, we get the output like this. In this output, the space between the JavaScript two characters are negative. Please look at the position of this red line closely. So negative and intercharacter spaces. But most Japanese think this output is not natural because there is another way of justification which keeps the ideal situation that is no intercharacter spaces. This is another way, just as I said before. this method is we try to keep the no intercharacter spaces, but at the cost of other groups. So in this output, the intercharacter spaces between Japanese characters are zero. Most Japanese think this output is more natural. Let's see another example here. Consider this situation. This line overshoots by half m, as before. And here is the boundary of end of the line. But this line actually ends here. So we need to shrink half m. To justify this line, we first shrink grooves around this middle dot. And look at the middle dot. In this figure, the width of the middle dot and the accompanying width grooves are just n. Middle dot itself is half m and accompanied with quarter m grooves between n on both sides. And we shrink these quarter m grooves to justify this one.
But is the line not ending with an opening brace?
Opening brace. But in this situation, this line overshoots by half m.
Yeah, this is the character. This is an open bracket which is forbidden.
I should have changed this. So, yeah.
No problem.
We shrink grooves around the middle dot first. The intercharacter spaces are still 0. It's okay. And the space group before this corner bracket, this group, is remain unchanged too. So we are testing this feature in LuaTeX Java. about 20 minutes. So let's proceed with practical Japanese typesetting. And I don't know about Chinese language, nor Korean language, but I hope that the situation of these languages are similar to that of Japanese language. So I talk only about Japanese practical typesetting, but Japanese practical typesetting. So, first, let's review the notation of directions, which is used by Aleph, Omega. In Omega, writing direction can be writing direction is represented by three parts. The first part is the beginning of the page. And the second part is the beginning of a line. And the third part is that the up direction within a line. This is the top direction of a page. So let's see the direction of English documents. In English documents, a page begins from top, of course. And this means that the next line of a paragraph is located under the previous line. And the line begins from left and proceeds to right. And in each line, the top direction of a brief is just top. So, the direction of English documents can be denoted by TLT. Maybe you already know about this. So, in the context of vertical Japanese typesetting, two directions are important, RTL direction and RTT direction. So let's say RTL direction first. RTL direction is in RTL direction, a page begins from right of the paper. This means that left line of the paragraph is placed the left of the previous line. So the line is located as here, and a line begins from top to bottom. Then the top direction of a glyph is right. So alphabet should be rotated 90 degrees clockwise, as in this figure, in RTL direction. And note that RTL direction is not implemented in current VATEC. So let's look at another direction, RTT direction. So in RTT direction, a page begins from right and a line begins from top. But the top direction of a brief is top. In Aleph and Ruatek, characters and boxes in TLT direction are centered around the baseline. So the output of RTL direction should be like this. And so, here is an example of vertical Japanese writing. And usual horizontal writing. The text is the same text in vertical writing and in No. The same text is in horizontal writing and in vertical writing. Yeah. Traditionally, all Japanese texts are written vertically. And nowadays, horizontal writing of Japanese documents increasing. But vertical writing is still common in novels, or newspapers, or comics. So, here is a Japanese translation of science fiction, and written in vertically. So, please take a look. And in vertical writing, a page begins from right. So, this is the first one. And each one begins from top. So that take this process from here to, and then back to the second line, to here, and so on.
Would it make sense to turn the PDF characters as well? Because,
no.
I mean, you read from the top, but for the PDF or DVI PDFM, you need to turn the head, or?
This guy here?
Well,
this word is rather long, so long, and this word is, it is common to rotate this word, this DWPDFMX, rotate it. But in the situation of this, PDF and or DVI, sometimes we typeset as this rotated alphabet, and sometimes we don't rotate it alphabet. But the water situation is not described in this talk, because I want to keep this talk simpler. Maybe you can ask me at some time, later time. So, let's proceed. Let's look closely at this vertical writing. Japanese characters have typeset upright, not rotated. And they are aligned along their center line, and aligned by this one. And some symbol like this, some punctuation marks have vertical forms. And here's a horizontal form, as you just, and here's vertical form. this vertical form can be accessed by using open type feature tag and named BERT, V-E-R-T. So what's the situation of alphabets? alphabets are more precious thing, and sufficient long alphanumeric words such as Hoshi are rotated 90 degrees as here. And the baseline of alphabet is shifted, shifted and some by shifted left by some quantity. To determine this shifting amount of alphabets, and there's very simple Hoshi, and it is very basic policy, and so I'm very simple and so this strategy is that the horizontal center of capital M and that of our Japanese character, and these two are matched. So the base rank of alphabet is shifted and to match this figure, say. Yes. And I said sufficient long sufficiently long alphanumeric words are rotated, but the situation is different for two-digit numbers or short words. For the two-digit numbers, it is common that typeset them horizontally, and these horizontal typeset numbers are aligned center, as in figure 1 and 2. And sometimes we supply spacing around this horizontal box, as in the figure 2. So this concludes the description of vertical typesetting rules. So let's interpret these rules I described in graphic terms. So Japanese characters are typeset by in RTT direction, and the alphabets are typeset in RTR direction, and their baseline is and shifted, and this can be done by vertex and x offset and y offset features, and the two-digit numbers can be horizontal typeset two-digit numbers can be done by a box in TLT direction. So, among them, RTR direction is not implemented in current vertex, and the x offset and y offset features are useless in vertical typesetting, vertical writing. So let's review these features first. UATEC can displace a grid by setting non-zero values to x offset field or y offset field of a grid node. In TLT direction. X offset displaces a grid horizontally, but it doesn't change the bounding box. Only displaces a grid. And on the other hand, Y offset displaces a grid vertically, and the bounding box may be changed back here. So, we can expect that in RTD or RTR vertical direction, one of the x offset and or y offset displaces a grid vertically, and the other move displaces horizontally, but this is not. In current vertex, we cannot use x offset nor y offset to displace a grid horizontally, in RTT detection. So, X of non-zero X of set, this space is brief vertically, like this. Positive X offset moves grief down. But Y offset in RTT direction seems to change the apparent Y width, like this. This is strange. And it seems that Y offset values are Y offset value is taking account of breaking lines, but I think there is bug in outputting the paragraph to PDF. So for example, and consider this figure. Y offset is I'm considering this figure. Y offset is positive. So so between T and H. And this is natural to have 1/5 M group. But one-fifth spaces. But this doesn't seem but it is not. If the 1/5 M spaces exist in between each characters, maybe the end of line fits this boundary. So I think this is the bulk of the logic. I think that RT direction should be implemented in LuaTeX for typesetting alphabets in vertical typesetting. And there are two advantages for using RT direction. And the first is that there's no need to use virtual fonts of alphabets for rotating glyphs, because typesetting RT direction already handles this issue. And the second point is that we can easily compute the amount of shifting baseline. Once we compare the width of capital M and that of the Japanese character, to compute the offset for capital M, this offset values can be used in any glyphs in the same font. This P and V and F can be displaced by the same amount. This is the conclusion of my talk. For the horizontal Japanese document, we can typeset them in current LuaTeX with using our LuaTeX JA package. And this package enjoys the same or higher quality than that of PTEC. However, for vertical typesetting, some refinements are needed in the current LuaTeX. And one is the RT direction, and the other one is more usable X offset and Y offset features in vertical direction. So. That's all. And thank you.
Questions?
I have just one question. Can you put this presentation on the FireShare?
Oh, and I haven't, but I want to do it, of course.
Myself, I just realized there's another direction missing, which is RBR.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you want to do Arab inside for a time setting.
Which was more?
Oh,
RBR?
Oh.
RBR.
maybe Arabic or something.
For Arabic, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I put that on the list as well.
Mm-hmm. So another question? No. Okay, and thank you.
Well, thank you again. As is normal, we have a few announcements.